France. They reaffirmed their partnership, and he also stated that Vladimir Putin made a huge mistake with the Ukraine war. I'm like, yes, yep, definitely. So, no doubt about that one. The rail strike has been averted. Rail strike has been averted as the Senate went ahead and passed off the bill that the House passed yesterday. So, good news right there. And then I'm just getting this. There might be some sort of standoff with the police with wide receiver Antonio Brown. This I'm trying to get more information, but apparently there was an arrest warrant out for former Antonio or former wide receiver Antonio Brown. It was for a domestic battery charge, and I'm getting some word that there might be a bit of a standoff with the police right now pertaining to that. So we'll see if that develops or whether everything's smooth or not. Former Gates confidant, Joel Greenberg, we talked about him yesterday, how he was hoping he could get a much lighter sentence because he is cooperating with police and with investigators. And he is upset that he's the only one charged thus far in all of this. Well, Joel Greenberg today was sentenced to 11 years for sex trafficking of a minor, which that is lighter. He would have been getting 20 to 27 years. So getting 11 years is a lighter sentence for sure. So he got what he wanted. He probably wanted less than 11 years still. But for a lot of people, they feel like that's probably still too light for him. Then the Hawaii Mauna Loa volcano, the lava flow is slowing down. So they said it's slowing down significantly, which might mean the eruption is done, it's ending fairly quickly. That's good news right there. The update on Ukraine and Russia is that power is out all across Kherson, and Vladimir Putin is basically still shelling the power stations and around the power stations around Kherson. And so they're dealing with the power outages still as winter is beginning to set in. Oh boy. We're going to talk about Governor DeSantis at the beginning of next hour, but there's a couple of polls that are out. One from Pennsylvania, one from, I can't see what the other one was, but there's a couple of polls in different states. All of these polls show that DeSantis beats Trump in a hypothetical primary. But some of the polls show that DeSantis and Biden would tie in 2024. Okay. 2/3 of healthcare workers, according to a new survey, say that they are living paycheck to paycheck. Well, I think that's pretty much like all of America. Like, you know what I mean? That's like all of America. That's not just the workers right there. That's pretty much all of workers, not just healthcare workers. So you don't have to just focus on that alone. So, all right. We are now dealing with the Georgia Senate runoff. So this is a big one right here. I mean, this is basically the Georgia Senate runoff is what's probably going to determine who controls the Senate, Republicans or Democrats. So pretty big deal right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. We do have an accident on 29 right now, causing some major slowdowns in the northbound direction. Scene of the accident is at East 10 Mile Road on 29. It is just a small fender bender, but it does have a roadblock, so it is causing some delays. It's going to be backed up just past 9 Mile Road. Other than that, our roads are looking pretty typical at the moment. We do have some slowdowns southbound on Pine Forest right in front of Five Flag Speedway. We do have the Snowball Derby going on, so we have some traffic there. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, a couple other stories here for you real quick is that World Cup updates, first of all. Germany and Belgium are out as Japan and Morocco ended up winning. That's right, Japan stunned Spain, and Morocco ended up winning as well. Croatia reaches the World Cup's last 16. And a lot of big upsets there in the World Cup. And we'll give you your full sports update here in about 20 minutes. Then there was one other story I saw. Where was that at? Oh, the Idaho situation. Remember, I mean, here we are. We're over 2 weeks out now from this. And they still don't have a suspect with the slaying of four students at University of Idaho. Police reaffirm that the University of Idaho student slayings were part of a targeted attack. This comes about because a lot of the students are concerned about returning back to school, feeling like this is not a safe place for us to be. And they're trying to reiterate, it was a targeted attack. But they don't know if the target was one of the students themselves or just the residents. What? If they attack the residents, that's not a targeted attack. That means that they could just decide to attack a different residence. A targeted attack means like you have a grudge against somebody and you're trying to go after that one individual or individuals. And they're saying they don't know if the target was the residents or its occupants. What? I'll tell you what, doesn't make me, if I was a student at University of Idaho, I wouldn't feel very reassured by that to go back to school.
I was just about to say, like, you're going to be freaked out either way. And just knowing that it's targeted, it's like, okay, well, if someone for some reason was targeting me 2 weeks later, you still wouldn't know who did it. Like, yeah. I don't know. I would be, not either good. Way, you're going to be freaked out, but still, that doesn't really help.
It doesn't really help. So that is an extremely bizarre story. This has been going on for over 2 weeks now, and they don't know who's. And apparently, these are just such brutal murders, and they still don't know who was involved. So it's very, very bizarre. All right, it is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the Runway 5K is coming up on this weekend. Go to runway5k.com to sign up today. And if you're not familiar with this is the 10th annual USO Runway 5K. So it benefits the USO, and you actually go to the Pensacola International Airport, and you run or walk on the runway. Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. All participants will receive a t-shirt, a finisher's medal, and you can take part in the fun free post-race event. So there you go. Check it out at runway5k.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, got top trending news with David Wayne over in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So we have a Christmas parade season. So coming up on Saturday, there's the Navarre Christmas Parade at 1 o'clock at the Navarre Library. The Gulf Breeze Jolly Holiday Parade starts at 4 o'clock. It'll start at the Gulf Breeze High School. The Milton Parade is going to be at 6 o'clock. And then the Lighted Boat Parade will be at 6:30. And that's going to go from Sabine Marina, make its way around the Santa Rosa Sound to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. The next Saturday is the Surfing Santa Pensacola Beach Parade around 2 o'clock. And, of course, the big downtown Pensacola Parade will roll about 5:30 next Saturday. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news. And I'm Joe Ford. The Senate is approving legislation to avert a rail strike. The chamber voted 80-15 in favor of the bill that was passed Wednesday by the House. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. Supreme Court will hear arguments on the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan. The court, in a brief Thursday, said it would hear arguments in February, with a decision soon to follow. Russia and Ukraine are exchanging 100 soldiers in a prisoner swap. Officials on both sides confirmed that 50 from each nation were exchanged today. And the college football playoff announcing that they will officially expand to 12 teams. That'll be during the 2024-25 season, in which the first round of the new playoff will take place the week ending December 21st at either the home field of the higher-seeded team or at another site chosen by the higher-seeded school.
Okay. That's very interesting. New adjustments there. What are your thoughts on the expansion of this playoffs in general, and like how they want to do it? I mean, are you in favor of like expanding it in the first place?
Yes. I think college football's main problem that I don't think is going to go away is that there's really only two or three teams in a given year that really can win it. But that being said, when you have a 12-team playoff, you're going to have matchups like a fourth-seeded, and I'm just throwing out names here, but a fourth-seeded USC versus a ninth-seeded LSU. There's going to be big-name teams that are going against each other, and I think that generally is good for college football.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think we do need to have it expand, but at one point I supported a much bigger expansion of college football. But then I actually talked to a friend, and he was pointing out to me that in March Madness, you know, we all look for the Cinderella stories in March Madness. And he said, but the reality of it is that Cinderella stories pretty much always end around the Sweet 16, maybe the Big Eight, the Elite Eight.
I love my Cinderellas to go away at about the Sweet 16. After that, give me the Dukes, North Carolinas, Kentuckys, the big boys.
And he pointed out to me, if we look historically, it's always the big boys that are left in the Final Four. It's never you never had the Cinderellas in the Final Four, and definitely never in the final. And so he's like, not to be a cynic, he goes, but we kind of waste time through the early rounds of March Madness, because it's still going to come down to the top guys. He goes, so if we're going to do it on college football level, where you have a lot more chances of injury, the more games you play, then you don't want to do that. You want to risk that. So instead, keep it as the top teams. And I'm like, that actually makes sense. So I am in favor of expanding it further, just not like a crazy amount of teams.
Agreed.
So, yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
29 northbound at 10 Mile Road. We have an accident that's causing some major slowdowns in the northbound direction. Again, scene of the accident at 29 in East 10 Mile Road, but it's backed up to about 9 Mile Road. It does look like it's improving, but just keep that in mind. You're definitely still going to see some slowdowns, though. We have slow-moving traffic southbound on Pine Forest right in front of Five Flag Speedway due to the Snowball Derby, so keep that in mind. And Pine Forest north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 are slow-moving. And lastly, we do still have our everyday afternoon traffic on the Highway 90 bridge due to construction. If you're heading eastbound, expect your everyday afternoon delays. Cecil Vanellis, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next. Oh, we got an update for you on COVID. There is a common over-the-counter medicine that might actually work very well with COVID. I'll tell you what it is coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got a text here, says Democrats have the majority by flipping Pennsylvania. Harris is the tiebreaker. No, they don't right now. That's the thing. Georgia, we're all waiting on Georgia's runoff election. If Raphael Warnock wins the runoff election, the Democrat, then it'll be tied. 49 Democrats, 49 Republicans. And then, yes, Kamala is the tiebreaker. But right now, Republicans lead 49-48. And so we're just waiting on the Georgia runoff election. Once that gets done, if Herschel Walker ends up winning, then Republicans will have the majority by 2 seats. So that's why this is huge. This is a huge story right here. Then there was another seat that I can't see it. Yeah, there was something else I saw. But anyway, that's the update right there. And that runoff election's this weekend. So, a common over-the-counter medicine may apparently work with COVID. Say what? Which one, Bobby? Which one? How about Pepto-Bismol? What? That's right. There was a study done by the University of Louisville and Procter & Gamble that tested the treatment of patients using oral bismuth subsalicylate, whatever. It's Pepto-Bismol, basically what it is. And so they have the results already done from it, and they find the results to be positive in helping treat. Really, it's about helping treat the symptoms of COVID. Things like that Pepto-Bismol already handles: upset stomach, diarrhea, things like that. But they said it also has a way to block viral invasion of host cells. Wow. Okay, pretty good. But first, I want to cover another COVID-related story. So we were just covering Pepto-Bismol. There was a new study done showing that Pepto-Bismol is actually effective against COVID. What? That's right. So if you get COVID a second time, or a third time, or a fourth time, Pepto-Bismol might help you out. Then I pulled it up. And, anyway, we got a text here. Good point. Wouldn't that cause major constipation? I mean, I guess it depends on how much. I mean, they're not using it as a recommendation just yet. Right now, this is the first study done from University of Louisville, and it's showing to be effective because apparently it's got some antiviral capabilities to it. And so it's not just a matter of treating the symptoms only. It's also about how it can, it's also about, like, it can also, I guess, help defeat the virus. So I thought that was interesting. Another story related to COVID. We brought this up when it happened last year during, it was still part of the COVID. It was actually, it was back in October 2021. So a year ago, Ice Cube, the actor, was involved with a movie called, where'd it go? What was this called? Oh, Heck No. Except it didn't say heck. And so it was called Oh, Heck No. And all of a sudden, he basically got kicked off the movie because he said Oh, Heck No to getting the COVID shot. Remember that? It was one of our signs of the apocalypse. That he's in a movie called Oh, Hell No. And when he was asked to get the COVID shot, he said, Oh, Hell No. And they said, well, then you're fired. So he had a podcast last week where he was talking about this experience and explains he lost $9 million because he refused to get the jab. Quote, I turned down a movie because I didn't want to get the MFing jab. That was edited. I turned down $9 million. I didn't want to get the jab. F that jab. F y'all for trying to make me take it. I don't know how Hollywood feels about me right now. Okay. So he says he's still working. He's still hustling. He's got a lot of things up his sleeve. But he says everybody and all the executives of Hollywood basically were like, get the shot. He can't do the movie. And he said, fine, I won't do the movie then. And here it is a year later. And you could tell he's pretty upset by it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross in News Radio 92.3 in Let's see here. Yeah, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you. The rail strike has been averted as the U.S. Senate has gone ahead and passed the same bill that that Congress passed yesterday. Joel Greenberg, the associate of U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle, has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for sex trafficking of a minor. And yes, that is a lighter sentence. He was saying he thinks he deserves a lighter sentence because he's been working with investigators. That is a lighter sentence. He was facing 20 to 27 years. So that's exactly. And then let's see here. Supreme Court agrees to hear the case challenging Biden's student loan forgiveness. I'm glad they are, because if they just put it back down to a lower level again and just went like I just want them to make a decision and let's just end it. We may not like the results, no matter what side, but you stand on the issue, but at least they can make the ruling and then we can move forward with this issue. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
Real quick, who was that actor that turned down the movie because of the jab? I tuned in late. It's Ice Cube. Let's see here. It's your sports hit. All right, World Cup update. We've got Morocco beat Canada. Japan beat Spain. Belgium tied. They ended up being scoreless against Croatia. And Germany ended up beating Costa Rica. But because of the previous losses, they ended up getting eliminated. And pretty big upsets happening there in the World Cup today. Thursday night football tonight, pretty big one. You got the Buffalo Bills taking on the New England Patriots. That's going to be on Amazon Prime Video at 7:15. And then let's see here. NBA is going to be on NBA TV at 6 o'clock with the Dallas Mavericks against the Detroit Pistons. On FS1 coming up. Really, let's see here, 5:30, so won't be that long away. Number 8, UConn is playing Oklahoma State. On ESPN, number 7, Creighton is playing number 2, Texas. Then late game on ESPN at 8 o'clock, you've got Seton Hall playing number 9, Kansas. And ESPN2 at 9:30 has number 21, UCLA playing Stanford. Hockey will be on ESPN Plus tonight. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Philadelphia Flyers at 6. And Florida Panthers are going to be playing Vancouver at 9 o'clock. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 checking in clear without any major slowdowns. We still have slow-moving traffic on 29. This is going to be northbound as you approach East 10 Mile Road due to an accident we had a little while ago in Palafox, in the same area. Palafox going northbound towards 29 is also slow moving. On Pine Forest Road, expects delays in both the north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10, and just south of that at Five Flags Speedway, Pine Forest is slow moving in the southbound direction. 98 is just looking typical right now with your typical afternoon traffic in front of the nature preserve. But if you see something else, just make sure to give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, in sports news, so as just mentioned, Japan and Spain will move through the round of 16. Germany is out. Deshaun Watson is speaking to the media now, but only answering football-related questions, not answering anything about the allegations against him. And then Antonio Brown is wanted by the Tampa police for domestic violence charge. They have a warrant for his arrest. The Buffalo Bills' Von Miller has been sent to the IR, to the injured reserve. He'll be out at least 4 weeks. And sad news in baseball world, Gaylord Perry, Hall of Fame pitcher and two-time Cy Young winner, has passed away today at the age of 84. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. The Rose Bowl has now paved the way for the college football playoff to expand to 12 teams. But what will be the consequences for this expansion? Sure, the conferences, the schools, and television networks will cash in, but what will be lost? College football thrives for many reasons, but feeling like every game matters is a big one. The NCAA tournament is wonderful for college basketball, but it's reduced the sport to just 1 month. Will the same fate be waiting for football? I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, sports fans, this is the Ultimate Vegas Insider, John Anthony. Thursday night report against the spread. Last 3 weeks documented 6-1. That's 85% winners. I'm red hot. tonight, Buffalo, New England is huge against the spread. It's your free unrecorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Hoops action, Creighton, Texas against the spread. NBA free recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. I love the Sweet Deport Thursday nights. Call now. Get 7 days of my top plays absolutely free. Recorded message 1-800-244-5506. I love to go 5-0 Thursdays. 5-0 Thursdays. Call 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Buffalo, New England. 5-0 Thursdays. Call now. 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
There you go. That's the CBS Sports Minute. Hey, let me read a couple of texts here that rolled in. One of them is pertaining to the, we were talking about the Georgia runoff elections going on. It's pretty big here for either Democrats or Republicans. This is the tiebreaker. I got a text here. It says Democrats have 48. There are two independents, Sanders and King, who caucus with the Democrats. Harris breaks the tie. So if somehow Herschel Walker wins, okay, let me just say it how it is. If somehow the dolt Walker wins, I doubt he will. We'll be back like it was before the midterm. So yes, technically you're correct. 50 Republicans, 48 Democrats, but there's two independents. So if Walker wins, Pennsylvania flipping was the real loss for the GOP. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, and you're right. They the two independents do caucus with the Democrats. So technically, we're already there at the tie. So if he wins, it would just be a tie with the caucus. Yeah, we were talking about the Pepto-Bismol and a new study can apparently help with COVID. And somebody says, wouldn't that give you bad constipation? And I was like, maybe, I don't know. And here's a good point here. Constipation is a side effect of COVID, of long COVID sometimes. Yeah, I forgot about that. Constipation, headaches, brain fog, trouble breathing. Those are some of the symptoms of long COVID. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You know, one of the things that from the beginning of COVID that we found was that if you have pre-existing conditions, then you are susceptible, more susceptible to COVID. Of course, if we already know if you're over the age of 65, really over the age of 70, but really over the age of 65, you have you're more susceptible to COVID the older you are, right? We've gone over the numbers many times here on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi, including the latest data that I did last month on, October 25th. If you are over the age of 85 and you get COVID, you've got an 18% chance of passing away. If you're over the age of 75 to 84, 8.5% chance of passing away. 65 to 74, 3.8% chance of passing away. And then it drops down to 1% for those between 50 and 64, and it drops to 0% for those under the age of 50. So we already know for those over the age of really 65, 70, the older you are, the bigger chance you have of being more susceptible to COVID. But for those younger than 65, the ones that are susceptible to COVID, those will have pre-existing conditions. But one of those pre-existing conditions, we were told from the beginning, is being overweight, being obese or overweight. And so that's helped a lot of us. I mean, I admit, pushed me a little bit to try to get in a little bit better shape than when I've been. And so I've been looking at a lot of different things for this. Well, there's a new study that just came out that is trying to help people lose weight. And it says, you want to lose weight? Eat potatoes. Really? Because oftentimes you'll hear from people go, don't eat potatoes. They're starchy. They're high in calorie, in carbohydrate calories and things like that. But according to this new study, they say that potatoes can help you lose weight because, one, they do have vitamins and nutrients, but also they are low in calories compared to how much they fill you up. So if you eat potatoes, you won't eat as much things because you feel fuller faster. So they basically replaced portions of people's meals with potatoes, whether it be mashed potatoes, potato wedges, potato salad, scallop potatoes. Yeah, I looked. They did not include French fries in this study. They didn't include the French fries. I think they're missing out. They needed to redo this study again. Come up with it, do it with the French fries, and let's see how this study comes out. I'm just saying. Anyway, they go on and says, people tend to eat the same amount of food regardless of calorie content to feel full. So by eating foods with heavier weight and low calories, you can reduce the number of calories you consume. And that's really the name of the game, reducing the calories. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then I want to get into cars that are most likely to go over 250,000 miles. Have you had a vehicle that go over 250,000 miles? I'd love to know. Text me in 850-437-1620.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
We're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom in a second. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
We do have some slow-moving traffic right now. Still on Highway 29, you're going to see some delays just north of 9 Mile Road in the northbound direction. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is off of East 10 Mile Road. Also, Pine Forest, north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow-moving. And just south of that in the southbound direction, if you're heading towards Five Flag Speedway, expect some slowdowns. The Snowball Derby is going on. And we do have some typical afternoon traffic that's looking a little bit heavier than usual. This highway going southbound at University Parkway. Expect to sit at that light for a good bit, as well as East Burgess Road and Palafox. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Have you had a vehicle go 250,000 miles? I'd love to know. Text me in 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, police think the University of Idaho killings last month were targeted. Four students were killed in an off-campus house. Investigators say they're not sure whether the residence was targeted or the individuals. Police say a former Marine who threatened a mass attack on the Las Vegas Strip had weapons and explosives in his apartment. The 41-year-old is facing a charge of making a false threat about terrorism, being held on $1 million bail. Ahead of Florida's legislative session in March, a state senator trying to make it mandatory for public school students to go through social media safety education. Senator Danny Burgess says his proposal would also require school boards to post the instructional materials online and for parents to be notified about them. And finally, New York City is creating a new position to get rid of rats. The official title is Director of Rodent Mitigation. The person in the role will lead New York City's war against rats. The job description says the candidate should be bloodthirsty and have a vehemence for rodents. The starting salary, $120,000.
All right. That's. I don't think I would want to have that gig, but okay. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you had a vehicle go over 250,000 miles, which one was it? I got quite a few texts rolling in here. A Toyota Land Cruiser, 263,000 miles. A 2008 Chevy Blazer, 293,000 miles. Changed oil every 3,000 miles. Replaced power steering pump. Bought it new. That's awesome. GMC... A 2007 GMC, 307,000 miles. GMC truck, 307,000 miles. That's a beast. And then a 66 Mustang. Oh, I like the 66 Mustangs. 475,000 miles. Say what? All right, that's pretty impressive. I've had a couple. I had a Ford Expedition. I had a Nissan Maxima. And I had a Toyota FJ that were all over 250,000 miles. And only one of them did I buy brand new, though. Dodge Tank, 320,000 miles, still running, changed oil every 5,000 miles. A new study showed that the top vehicles to go over 250,000 miles would be the GMC Yukon, Toyota Tundra, Chevy Suburban, Toyota Land Cruiser. Oh, one of the texters have that. And number one was Toyota Sequoia. So, yeah, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Yeah. Looks like San Francisco could use some vehicle engineering in their department. They have a brand new, way hyped up, futuristic bathroom. It's the future of public toilets. And it broke in 3 days. That's right. They had to close it after 3 days because it just didn't work. And this is the thing that took them hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop. You're listening to